Good day, everyone. This is John Swearingen, and I am here in the History Room. Want to give just a brief little something just in this podcast for today, for early March of 2022. Yes, it's already 2022, but this theme music you're hearing is from maybe some of you baby boomers and the generation afterwards. Would know that this is the theme song of Rockin' Bullwinkle. And I guess enough of that, because what I was just going to briefly talk about today would be something about what's happening a few weeks ago in late February of this past month. Now that we're in early March of 2021, life is just moving right along and stuff, and just doing its thing every day. Well, on this lovely early March day, around the 3rd and 4th of the month for 2022, I just thought I'd briefly say that we had a couple weeks ago, we had a day that we have been observing. I guess it's around maybe 1880, maybe prior to that, maybe the 1870s, and it was George Washington's birthday. Well, George Washington's birthday, following the calendar that we observed since the early 1750s, I think around 1752 or early 1753, when the United States of America, which was, I guess, the United Colonies, was under the British rule, which referring to Great Britain over in England. And so somehow the calendar changed by, I think it's maybe in the fall, around late September, early October of, I think it was in 1852. I don't think it was early of 1853, but things got shifted by about maybe 10, 11 days. And so George Washington was actually born in the year 1732 in February, and I think his birthday actually from the previous calendar that was observed was the Julian calendar, which goes back to the days of, I think, about maybe 46 BC with the ruler over there in Rome, Italy, would be their Caesar, which was Julius Caesar, and I think he created that with, I guess, probably his astrologers and others who helped him create not say it was a world calendar, but it was observed, even though you have other countries that had their own calendars. However, Washington's birthday, when the calendar was changed, because it used to be, I think, February 11th or 12th, I think is what it was, when he was born in 1732 in Virginia, it didn't change. I think it moved it ahead, you know, in the early 1750s, I guess, to make it February 22nd under this Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar was created by a Pope Gregory the 13th back in the early 1580s, I think around 1582, maybe 1583. But again, with the internet, it's what's nice if you have access to a computer or laptop or a device or whatever, you know, if it's a phone or whatever that has internet, you can always just use the word we call Google to find everything we need to find that we see in our life every day. We don't go back to a library anymore like we should to use books like encyclopedias and other reference books to help us find our answer. However, I think around 1880 or maybe prior to that, 1879 or so, I think that while we were a country, back then, here in the United States, we created, I think, George Washington's Day and made it a holiday. And, you know, so really, I think every time around the third week in February came or so, we observed Washington's birthday And I guess it was in the 1990s, early, or maybe the late 1980s. I guess it was changed to President's Day to observe George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, which was our first and 16th U.S. president, and combine them together. But there were a couple other presidents who were around in that, you know, who were born that month. William Henry Harrison, who didn't last in office very long, to Ronald Reagan, who was our 40th U.S. president in the 20th century. And I think a little popular, I think, during his term, but I think he became more popular after he left office. Not that's just what happens to every U.S. president. However, I think just the two dates of, I think, Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday probably were combined to then let's do President's Day. And in 1968, I believe it was, the something was passed in Congress to make actually, you know, like that day fall on the third Monday, and then it was observed by federal workers, and then later it became, I guess, anyone who worked for the state or county or city, I guess, that would observe that day. And then I guess sometimes the public schools would observe it. However, kind of brief things, and these are not trivia little bits, but, you know, for being President's Day, discussing this kind of this brief podcast for today would be that kind of the, you know, who was the shortest U.S. president that we know of. And I believe it was James Madison, who was the fourth. James Monroe was the one who followed him, was the fifth, but James Madison was the fourth U.S. president, and he'd been in Congress, and I believe he was also part of the Constitutional Convention in 1787. However, he did work in Thomas Jefferson administration, I think, as Secretary of State prior to him becoming president. But I believe he was only like about 5'1" or something like that, really short. And he was married to a woman named Dolly Madison, who I think she was a lot taller with her. She might have been 5'7" or so, a little bit taller than him. But that's one little piece of trivia right there. I believe the tallest U.S. president was maybe Abraham Lincoln, which I think he was, what, maybe 6'4", I guess it was, or something like that. And prior to him being the tallest, and prior to him being, I guess, the tallest president, and before he became president, I think it was George Washington, who was, I think he was 6'2" or 6'3". So I think Lincoln had maybe he was 6'5", but George Washington said was just past 6 feet. So I think at the time he was the tallest. Now, the president to serve the shortest term, thinking of another trivia question, would be, who would you think? And you just start thinking like, well, I don't know who'd have the shortest. It would be the shortest term president. That's kind of interesting. So what would that help? Who would that be? And you just start to kind of look at all the presidents, and it comes up that in 1840, a man by the name of William Henry Harrison, who was elected from Ohio, and he'd been a former general in the army and fought Indians or the native people, I guess, and I think the future state of Indiana and I think possibly, I'm sure, in Ohio. And he was briefly in the U.S. Congress, I think, around the late 1790s, right about 1800. I guess he was representing Indiana or the territory. But he somehow got to Ohio, I don't know, before, I guess, 1830, and then just made that his home, or then it's north of Cincinnati, Ohio, a little town called North Bend. But he's the only one to have the shortest term, because once he got elected, and he was at that time the oldest U.S. president, which I was going to throw that out here briefly, that the oldest U.S. president at that time, because I think it was 68 years old, and I think presidents prior to that were below that age, where they were like maybe early 60s. I think Washington was, I guess, in his late 50s, where he went to his early, you know, maybe left office when he was 64 or something like, or 65. But But he was at that time in 1840, and when 1841, what his inauguration was, and inauguration day was in early March of whatever year it was of the new president and the new administration, if it was a new year, a new administration. So it was March, early March, 1841. It was always March 4th. Somehow because of something in a constitutional amendment in the early 1930s, I think 1933, I think, actually then pushed it ahead, if that's the right, way of saying it, where it pushed it ahead, where it made it in late January, which then the first time there was a president inaugurated was in 1937, so the one to have the shortest administration was William Henry Harrison, and he died after a month in office. They say also, I think he gave almost a 2-hour inaugural speech, and it was a cold day in March, and I guess they say he had his coat on, but maybe didn't have his hat on because they wore top hats back in. But other than that, he got through that, and then he sort of survives, and then I think they said in late February, maybe he was in late March it is, if he was out and about on another cold day in Washington, and I think, and then they don't catch his pneumonia, and again, for his age, late 60s was fairly old back then. That was somebody, you know, who was really old back in 68 or 69, back in the 1840s, and then somehow it got worse in early April, and then he died exactly a month after he was inaugurated. It was his April 4th, so that's the only one to have a very short one. The longest term president would have been the gentleman from New York State, and he was a former governor at the time, and he had also been involved in the administration of a previous president during World War I, but it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he was in office for just over 12 years, and it was weird that he really was the longest. And then there was after his death in April of 1845, he died in office into the beginning of his fourth term. But there was then some bill that was put out there, I think, in Congress in 1950-51, to then it became an amendment to like only let presidents be in office for 2 terms, which was terms for 4 years, so they were given 2 terms. So those would be the one who was there the shortest and who was there the longest. Again, the oldest at that time was back in 1848-1841 was William Harrison, but then Ronald Reagan in 1980, when he got elected in November, was in there from 1981 to 1980. Began in 1989, so he was there for 8 years for 2 terms, and he became the oldest U.S. president at that time. Now, currently, I guess we have the oldest U.S. president, which is Joseph Robinette Biden, who is, I think he's 78 now, I think, and so or maybe 79, but he's kind of the oldest. Now, the previous president for him, Donald J. Trump, a New York real estate mogul who somehow ran for president in 2016, and he got in there, and that was a nasty election year in battle. However, he got in there, he was kind of older than, he wasn't really older than Reagan, I think he was 70 when he got in office, so I guess he was about the same age as when Reagan got to office, but I think Reagan still beat him. But then Joe is kind of the, which is our current president, Joe Biden, is like 78 or 9, so he's the oldest. But trying to think then so we have those of how long someone was in office for 1 month to then 12 years, and then like, you know, how the heights of a president is. I think the weight of a president would be the heaviest, I think, was William Howard Taft, who was president from 08 or something like that to 1912 or something like that. He was, I think he was the 27th U.S. president. So he was the heaviest. I think he was over 300 pounds, I believe he was. And I'm not sure who was the thinnest, unless it might have been somebody like James Madison, who was the shortest, and he might have been, who knows, 140 pounds, if he was even, I don't know, but he might have been the lowest weight, I guess. Trying to think what else to add with this little thing about the presidents. But yeah, I think by 1880, I think the federal government started to observe George Washington's birthday until things maybe changed by 1990 or so, that the calendar starts saying, I guess, President's Day. And of course, that day was also used for for newspaper ads in newspapers about the upcoming, like, President's Day sale for selling whatever it would be, whatever the product is. And then also on television, too, if it's selling, like, maybe a new car, or selling, like, maybe a new bed, or maybe furniture at a furniture store, or maybe buying yourself a new refrigerator for President's Day. It's like that kind of treating yourself, but you got to pay for it. The government will not give it to you. Even though these days you kind of want to guess the government gives out certain things to some people for free, like just like snap of your fingers. Well, that's one thing that comes to mind about the presidents. We're up to president number 46, which is President Biden. So whether you love him or hate him, I know he's got some issues right now with his personal life and his way he thinks and everything. So in a couple more years, we'll have another election. We'll see what happens. But I hope this little bit of a podcast is kind of a fun one to listen to and gives you an idea about the presidents of probably, you know, the tallest and the shortest and the heaviest and the longest term president to, you know, the shortest term president. And I say, I guess, Virginia is, I guess, the mother state of all presidents, starting with George Washington, and who was born in that state. And I think there was like, what, about maybe eight of them, I guess, that were born there. And then they said the second state that you'd call the mother of presidents would be Ohio, where there were several presidents from that. I think that was maybe seven from that state. And again, William Harrison kind of fits in with both Virginia and Ohio, since he was born in Virginia and lived there for some time before he got involved in the military, and then somehow got involved in politics a little bit, and then got over to Ohio, I guess, in a little town called North Bend, Ohio, north of Cincinnati, Ohio. So that's an interesting marker, I guess. I think that's near that area. That's where he's buried at. That's, I think, by a river. So I could always look up North Bend, Ohio, and look up the William Henry Harrison, I guess, memorial, which is where he's buried with his with some of his family members. I don't know, and we've had like a lot of memorials to a lot of these presidents, which, you know, we know that there's the famous one, I guess two famous ones that are in Washington, D.C. Of course, the Washington Memorial or Monument, I guess, that goes back to the 1840s when they were coming with the concept of that and having different people who want to be in a contest, and then certain ones, whoever got it, got the idea of making like a long, tall shaft with a bit pointed at the top, and then that was, I think, finally completed by the mid-1880s, and I think it was opened on George Washington's birthday, I think in late February of 1885, I think it was. And then the other famous one in Washington, D.C. is the Lincoln Memorial that was completed in early 1922, I believe it was, I think, and dedicated like in the summer of that year. And there are some others to other presidents. I know also thing real quick about the youngest president. The one who was the youngest to become president was Theodore Roosevelt in 1901 in September that year, with the assassination of William McKinley, who was an Ohio president. And I think he was like about 42, I believe it was, which that was the youngest person to become president. Now, the youngest to be elected president would be John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1960, because I think he was 43 when he was elected. And so that would be those years. Then again, we know, I guess, the oldest at the time who was elected would have been, I guess, William Henry Harrison in 1840, because he was late 60s. And I guess then, I guess, it became Ronald Reagan in 1980 as the oldest to be elected. And then, I guess, it became, I guess, then finally, I guess, Joe Biden has kind of beat Ronald Reagan, I guess, when he got elected in 2020. So, again, that was a nasty election year, too. It really was. No matter what. Well, I hope this little bit of trivia information on President's Day, which is probably a couple weeks late for this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it, and hope you enjoyed the little theme I put at the end of Rocky and Bullwinkle. But I remember growing up watching reruns of those. I wasn't around. I think those started, thinking maybe in 1959, and I guess they went to 63 or so. But I saw probably reruns in the, you know, many years later, something like that. But that was the theme to that. But hope everybody has a good day, and hope you enjoy this little podcast that I put together on kind of a shortened version of little trivia bits of our U.S. presidents. And do check them out. There's always, you know, Wikipedia or Google, or there's the Miller Center. That's a place, I think that's in Virginia. I think it's with the University of Virginia. I think it's Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, and then Center, C-E-N-T-E-R. And they have a list of all the U.S. presidents. And C-SPAN over 20 years ago did a, you know, the TV channel, that they've got a website that they did a program of most of the U.S. presidents. They didn't have, I think, George Bush or Barack Obama or the current one, Donald Trump. But they had some, they did videos of several of them of that were programs. If you ever go to their website, cspan.org, and there's a president program, and they've got some videos of a couple of hour programs of most of the U.S. presidents, their programs. So that's something to think about. But there's a lot of different presidential sites, and, you know, online and besides books. But do investigate further after listening to this podcast. And I hope, again, everybody has a good day. And we'll talk soon again in the history room. So everyone have a great day, and we'll talk soon.